This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I actually thought you'd want to hear this. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. There is a new study out, a demographic breakdown of U.S. adults who attended a racial equality protest in the last month. So we've seen a month of riots and looting and burning and protests and marches and hate the police and defund the police and F the police. And the ethnicity makeup of these events, which is all supposedly for black people, 46% white, 22% Hispanic, 17% black, 8% Asian. So in other words, these marches and rallies for black people and equality and social justice and Black Lives Matter and George Floyd are, more than anything else, white liberals. There's very few black people at them. 17% of the people in the marches are black. That's it. Most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The nation's going under. Anybody can see what's happening. There's an article at Zero Hedge called Boiling Point, and the guy goes through everything that's happened over the last few months, from COVID to lockdowns to business closures to the rioting to Black Lives Matter to George Floyd. And it's very clear. Things are going very bad. And he finishes with this. I'll just read you his finishing paragraph. A decade's worth of history has happened in the first 6 months of this year. The next 4 months are likely to be even more eventful. An election taking place during a civil war has only occurred once in history, 1864. So he's saying this is a presidential election in the middle of what really is a civil war in our country. He says the right has not taken the baits thus far. Whether this is a wise choice is yet to be determined. If the left continues to purposely destroy cities, burn cities, loot cities, ruin the economy, utilize mail ballot fraud in winning the presidency and Senate in November, the right will be angry they allowed this to happen. I don't see either side accepting the result on November 4th. The real violence will get going before the inauguration in January. Martial law and blood being shed in large quantities is more likely than not. Throw in a resumption of the stock market crash, and this fourth turning will really intensify. We've reached the boiling point, and those controlling the temperature are still turning it up. If you aren't prepared for what's coming, start preparing now. And I agree with him. I agree. First time I've ever agreed. All these years, liberal media called me all kinds of names. I have never said anything about a civil war. I got news for you. We're either in one right now, or it's coming very quickly. And we haven't fired a shot. On the right, we don't do anything. We just let them step all over our faces and ruin our lives. I was mentioning as we ended hour number one, McDonald's changes social media profile name to amplifying black voices. And here's a little picture of a little McDonald's French fry. You know, what do you call the thing that holds French fries? A little box of French fries. A little plastic box. A container, a box, whatever. It's got a little M on it. McDonald's brand. And then underneath it, it says, amplifying black voices. So McDonald's is now black McDonald's. White people shouldn't buy French fries. Should white people buy hamburgers? Sure. They'll take your money. They'll take your money while they're laughing at you. As long as you, you know, make believe you genuflect and get on your knees and say thank God for black people. I mean, this is idiotic. I have nothing against black people, nothing against Hispanics, nothing against people of color, never had in my life, spent my high school, middle school and high school years in a 90% black middle school and high school, had no choice. Every friend I had was black. Every enemy I had was black. Everyone was black. And I didn't still see them every day and go, ooh, they're different. Ooh, they're, I'm going to treat them differently. I was the same as them. How can everything be black? What if McDonald's had amplifying white voices? Can you imagine how absurd? A corporation would be burned to the ground. They'd burn every McDonald's franchise in America to the ground if they gave you a little container of French fries with a sign on the front that said McDonald's amplifying white voices. The racism is coming from the white liberals. You know what I've always said? It's not the fault of illegal immigrants to come here illegally. It's the fault of white liberals who open the border, open the back door, and say, come on in. And when you come in, we'll give you anything and everything you want. It's the white liberals' fault, not the illegal aliens. If someone offers you free money and free health care and free college, wouldn't you take it? If someone offered me a $100 bill, wouldn't I take it? Sure. I'd grab it. It's the person offering it that's at fault. Same thing. Black people. If white liberals are going to offer them, let's change the name of every corporation to Black Microsoft for the day. Black Apple. Amplifying black voices. Black Lives Matter on CVS. Black Lives Matter on Albertsons supermarkets. If you're going to say that, and you're going to insult white people, and nobody says anything, of course black people should accept it and go, that's great. I want it. It's great. But don't you think it's insulting and racist to white people? Are stores black? Are products black? Are supermarkets black? Is McDonald's black? It shouldn't be white. It shouldn't be black. All lives matter. It shouldn't be any one color. I mean, if Martin Luther King wanted a colorblind society, how would Martin Luther King want a colorblind society feel about French fries coming in a container that says amplifying black voices? I just find it all very strange. They changed their Twitter display, McDonald's, to amplifying black voices, adding a profile banner that lists Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. The rest of the names I don't even know. I'm sure some of them really are victims of, as they say, racism and systemic oppression. But some of them aren't. Some of them aren't. That's all I'm going to say. So weird. I just don't know what to say. McDonald's. All right. Seattle chop shooting, I mentioned as the segment ended, kills a 16-year-old black teenager and critically wounds a 14-year-old black teenager. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Bess is both victims African-American. Crime claims the lives of black people, far more than white people. So if you defund the police, it's black people that will pay the price. So good luck, black people. Vote Democrat for Joe Biden. Vote for a guy who's got dementia. I read the poll in the first hour. 38% of Americans believe Joe Biden has dementia. 20% of Democrats believe he has dementia. I think it was 61% of Republicans believe he has dementia. And then there's the people who don't believe he has dementia, and that must be because they have dementia. If you don't believe Joe Biden has dementia, it's probably because you have dementia and you forgot. Yesterday you believed he had dementia, and today you forgot. Because there's no other excuse why you wouldn't believe Joe Biden has dementia. The only other excuse is you're just not paying attention yet, because it's June, it's July, it's COVID, it's summer, beach season, all kinds of things are happening. But when you start paying attention in September, October, don't ever try and tell me Joe Biden does not have dementia. It's very clear. He rambles like no one I've ever seen. He has no idea what he's saying anymore. And now back to this idea of black racism that everyone is running away from and everybody's making believe isn't happening. Black Washington Post editor by the name of Karen Ataya deletes her tweet saying, "White women are lucky. We're not calling for revenge." She wrote and deleted, "The lies and tears of white women hath wrought. The 1921 Tulsa massacre, the murder of Emmett Till, the exclusion of black women from feminist movements, 53% of white women voting for Trump. White women are lucky. We're just calling them Karens and not calling for revenge." So are you like hinting and intimidating that soon you'll start killing white women? Is that what you're saying? Sure sounds like it to me. Sure sounds like it. If I said it, there would absolutely no question be saying Wayne Root's calling for violence against black people. Sounds to me like you're calling for violence against white women. The same woman, Ataya, says we're on our way to a new language to describe white and perhaps toxic white women femininity. She attacks a woman of color for not being anti-white enough. If you're more worried about white women's feelings than about how they uphold white supremacy, well then, this is how white supremacy works in real time. Maybe consider that we did that before, for generations, and it didn't work. And yes, other POC, I assume meaning people of color, can and often do reinforce white supremacy by siding with and coddling the dominant group rather than those who are in the receiving end of racism and abuse. Now, I just want to point out, I wrote that column about white privilege last week. And if you heard me read that column here, which was published in newspapers around the country this weekend, and on the internet on townhall.com, you know that one of the key aspects of the story was that I was a minority at an almost all-black high school and middle school. I actually didn't mention the middle school, all-black high school. The middle school was even worse. Middle school was even farther all-black. I think the middle school was like 98% black. The high school was 90% black. And I was the one white Jewish kid there. And as a minority, I got tortured, and I was abused, and I was on the opposite end of racism. I was on the receiving end of racism, as she puts it. So whoever's in the majority keeps abuse onto the minority. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how bad things are in Vegas. Cirque du Soleil just filed for bankruptcy and laid off 3,500 employees. And the governor of New York declared war on Nevada and Florida and Texas and several other states, Utah, Alabama, Arkansas. Isn't that funny? They're all red states or close to being red states. He declared war on red states. New York was the worst hot mess in the history of the world for the last 3 months. And nobody in Nevada ever suggested we ban travel to New York. But if he just banned travel to Nevada and cut off tourism for Las Vegas.
Has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts for their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular vascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you want to hear about the worst decision in the history of sports? Worst decision in the history of sports other than allowing kneeling. But that was minor compared to this. NBA players get the green light to replace the names on their jerseys with personalized social justice messages. So, after the deaths of Eric Garner and Trayvon Martin, we saw NBA players don hoodies and t-shirts in order to create awareness about the injustices that befall black communities. And in looking to take those efforts even further, CBS Sports reports today, the NBA has given players the green light to replace their names on their jerseys with personalized messages addressing social justice. Per ESPN, this messaging could include Black Lives Matter or I Can't Breathe. We're just trying to shed light on the different social justice issues that guys around our league continue to talk about day in and day out. Chris Paul said, people are saying social justice will be off of everybody's mind in Orlando with these jerseys. It doesn't go away. I've had to explain to you. You're turning off your audience. Of course there are black kids watching, and of course there are white liberals watching, and of course there's social justice warriors watching, and they'll be happy. But that's half your audience. The other half is conservatives, Republicans, Trump voters. You think Trump voters don't support the NBA? Don't watch NBA games? I got news to you, they do. 63 million of them, you're making a giant mistake. First of all, who are Trump voters? They're almost all white men, middle-aged white men. Middle-aged white men are the base of all sports in America. They're the base of football, they're the base of basketball, they're the base of baseball viewing, they're the base of hockey, they're the base of golf on TV. Middle-aged white men watch sports. So you're just insulting the crap out of what are most middle-aged white men? Trump supporters. You're insulting the crap. You're being offensive to us. Nobody ever cares. Oh, Trump offended that group. Oh, Trump offended that person. You just offended every middle-class white male in the United States of America with this nonsense on the jerseys. How about, are you allowed to put, I love Trump? Can you put Make America Great Again? Can an athlete walk on the NBA court with a red hat that says Make America Great Again? And instead of his name, put that on his shoulder, Make America Great Again? And then Trump 2020? I'll bet you can't. I'll bet you'd be kicked out of the league. I'll bet you'd be attacked, physically, violently attacked. How about that one? Crazy. Absolutely freaking crazy. Terrible decision. Who insults half of their audience? It makes no sense. You're insulting half your audience. All right. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, and you know, here's the irony. If my show was not conservative talk, but it was rather something in the middle, like the NBA, the NFL, and baseball, half the audience is conservative, half the audience is liberal. America's divided right down the middle. If my show was that, I'd still have ads for the MAGA Mall. And then I'd also have ads for some liberal cause. Nothing wrong with that. Or liberal products. But my show is conservative, so of course I have ads for the MAGA Mall. The NBA does not belong to liberals. The NBA does not belong to only one group. You can't make decisions like that and offend the other side. All right, the MAGA Mall. Use the in front of it, by the way. The MAGA Mall, your one-stop online shopping mall. Because we've got to make our views known. You're making your views known. We got to make our views known. You get great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, jewelry, coins, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. And they offer the largest selection and the finest quality at the most competitive prices. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of MAGA caps available on the market are pure junk. The MAGA caps from the MAGAMall.com are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the cap is embroidered. Every star and stripe, the presidential seal, the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. And you get 10% off those Chevrolet prices when you use the promo code WAR10 for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR10 at checkout. WAR10 at themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. When we get back, Las Vegas icon Cirque du Soleil files for bankruptcy, lays off 3,500 people, and of course, lawsuit against the Vegas Strip casinos from the Culinary Union. That'll work well in the headlines. That'll attract tourists, too. And then the governor of New York declares war on Nevada and says if you come from Nevada or Texas or Utah, or I should say if you're going to those places, and Florida and Georgia, all Republican red states, guess what? When you get back, you're going to lose all your sick leave benefits. War has been declared.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A trial date is set for the former Minneapolis police officers accused of murdering George Floyd. It was decided on Monday the four men will have a joint trial date of March 8, 2021. The judge is threatening to move the trial out of Minneapolis or impose a gag order. As the suspects appeared in court, the judge told officials to stop making public comments about the case. The next hearing is set for September 11th. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says it's up to each person to be responsible for their own health.
We can't keep the economy shut down forever. We don't have a cure for this. And so there's going to be a constant balance between letting people work and make a living, letting these jobs survive, and balancing health.
Paxton speaking there on Fox News. Now, it's worth noting Texas does still have a 20 times lower death rate than New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw line unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Doesn't it feel like freaking apocalypse now? Like everything's going under and it's the end of the world? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'll have the joy and honor of being the last voice on the radio before the world ends. It was Wayne on the Roots voice, and then apocalypse! The world ended. That's it. I remember that song well. It was a great song. Oh, that's Platoon, not Apocalypse Now. Is that what it is? That's Platoon. So why are you playing it? We're supposed to be doing it. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That was one of my favorite lines of all time. But the reason I say it feels like apocalypse, it's not only COVID, it's not only business shutdowns, it's not only everything's getting worse, not only the entire Arizona is basically shut down again, it's not only Texas shut down again, they're about to shut down Florida, Las Vegas is dead in the water. Basically, the governor announced minutes ago he's extending everything till July, and he will not hesitate to shut everything back down again and make the casinos close. At the same time as Cirque du Soleil is declaring bankruptcy, at the same time as everybody has to wear a mask 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even though the mask is like poisoning some people, including yours truly. And then at the moment the New York beaches are about to be opened up, a shark shows up at Rockaway Beach, and they've got the picture on the cover of the New York Post of the fin of the shark sticking out of the water. It's like you're going to be back to the beach tomorrow, and the sharks show up. I mean, it's like apocalypse now. It's amazing. And the NBA players are going to be dancing around on the court shooting threes. And on their shirt, it's not going to say their name. It's going to say Black Lives Matter. This country's really going down like a Poseidon adventure, like the Hindenburg. Megan Barth is my guest. Our website, ReaganBabe.com, and we welcome her to the show. Megan, how are you?
Doing well, Wayne. How are you doing?
Not very good. I mean, I'm doing great, but the country's going under. I think anybody can see that. And that's with Trump as president. And that's, I think, because Trump is president. In other words, they are so agitated, and they saw that Trump was winning, and for a while he really was winning, that basically the communists of the world, the globalists of the world, and the American haters of the world got together, and they decided we have to ruin everything for Trump. And it's obvious that for the last 4 or 5 months, it's just been a disaster, and Trump doesn't answer back. He's afraid, maybe. Maybe he doesn't want to take the bait. Maybe he thinks there'd be another, if he goes into Seattle with federal troops, there'll be another Waco, and 50 people will be dead. He'll get blamed. So he's afraid to do anything. If he didn't attack COVID, it would be like, you know, if you didn't close the businesses and close the economy, he felt like they'd blame the deaths on him, and he'd be a murderer. So he did nothing. And he let it all happen. He let the Democrat governors dictate everything. Now the Republican governors are all closing everything. So it just seems like, to me, we're under attack from 10,000 directions. My head is spinning. And anybody who says we're winning now is lying. We're losing ground at the moment. And I think we're losing our country. Do you have a different opinion?
I would only add to that we're losing our minds. That's what I would add to that, because this virus is still a virus. It is not the plague, and I do not appreciate Trump calling it as such because he set himself up for basically what we're looking at now. You still have a 99% chance of surviving should you get it. If you go outside, you could get it that way, or you can shelter in place and wait like a lab rat. Be infected with the virus, which is exactly what a vaccine does. A cloth mask is not going to save your life. As a matter of fact, it's more harmful than it is good. But now all of a sudden we have Mitch McConnell screaming that, you know, we should not be selfish and we should go out with a mask. Well, I can tell you what, Mitch, you can go pound sand. I'm not wearing a mask. It's extraordinarily unhealthy for a healthy individual to wear a commie mask.
I get all that, and I agree with you, but I don't understand when you say that. If you're in a state like Nevada, in a city like Las Vegas, you're not allowed in stores without a mask. So you can say it all you want, Megan. What are you going to do? You're going to walk into a bank, and they're going to say, without a mask, you have to leave. You're going to walk into Costco, and they will not let you in. I've already tried, by the way. You can't get into Costco without a mask. So,
I don't know you.
You can't get into any supermarket without a mask. You have to buy groceries.
Yeah, I order everything online. You see,
all right, okay.
I prefer not to be a lab rat. Okay, I prefer to be able to go out. I was out last night. I went to a restaurant. I didn't have to wear a mask. I went over to a bar and didn't have to wear a mask. I just found out that MGM, they won't let you in on the casino property if you don't wear a mask. Guess what? Not going to MGM. There are always loopholes to these mandates. These aren't laws. Here's another interesting thing. I went to a restaurant 2 days ago. I had to wear a face covering when I walked in the door. I could take the face covering off when I sat down at the table. When I got up from the table, supposedly I had to put the face covering back on in order to go to the bathroom. Once I got back from the bathroom, I could take the face covering off. Does that make any sense to anybody out there?
No, it doesn't. No. No. I said to my children last night. I said to my I was with my two teenage children last night. One's 12 and the other's 16. And I said to him, does this make sense to you that if we all wore a mask in the restaurant and we couldn't have gotten in, we took it off the minute we sat down, we're going to eat a meal for an hour with no mask on, everyone else in the restaurant will be eating with no mask on, Eve, you're supposed to put it back again. Don't you think in between, if there were germs, we'd all be getting them? And my kids looked at me like, oh, I never thought about that. Because nobody teaches them that in school. It's just mindless drivel listening to government lies. That's all it comes down to. It's just listening to government lies. It's unbelievable. The kids have all been brainwashed. They don't think. Nobody thinks. We're all sheep. But I'm just pointing out to you, Megan, when you're in a state where you have to wear a mask, you have to walk in a store, then you have to put a mask on because there's no way to get in that store without a mask. I don't want them to ask me to leave. I don't want them to call the police. I don't want to make a scene and be arrested, so I wear a mask for 5 minutes, and then I leave and I take it off. I mean, that's kind of, I don't really go out much anymore, because I'm not going to wear a mask, so I basically go out to eat, and other than that, I just put on a mask for 5 minutes at a time, and I get the hell out of the store. That's all I've been doing, so anyway, it is what it is. Let's talk about Bill de Blasio, because he just confirms a billion-dollar cut from the New York Police Department budget at a moment where New York City now looks like Chicago, and there's dozens of shootings each day. And they're becoming Chicago. It's only going to get worse, right?
Right. And what we're witnessing is this across the country where mayors are bending to the will of the Marxists, and that's exactly what Black Lives Matter is. It's the Black Liberation Marxist movement. It has nothing to do with Black Lives or else the Black Lives Matter Marxists like the Karens in our suburbs would be marching on the streets of Chicago with high black-on-black crime. We're seeing spikes in violence in New York and Minneapolis, obviously Seattle in the Summer of Love. They just had two more shootings. A 14-year-old was injured, and another youth was injured in Seattle, but the crime scene is completely compromised because guess what? You don't have police. And so New York has cut $1 billion in the wake of a spike in retirement. 49% of New York police, they've had an increase of 49% over last year of police retiring early. They also had that equal spike in the number of murders. And this is lawlessness. I mean, this is what we can expect. Without police, the Democrats, as we can see, love lawlessness. They love riots in the age of COVID. They love protests in the age of COVID. Because supposedly if you riot and you protest, you're not going to get COVID. How convenient. And so every time we see a Democrat city, and what was curious, I think, is the Washington Post or the New York Times took it upon themselves to debunk Trump's claim that all Democrat cities are, you know, host to what these violent mobs are doing. Well, they found that the majority of them are, but he's really not right because there's one Republican city that has a high rate of violence, and that's Jacksonville. The rest are Democrat, and I think two of them are independent.
It's interesting. I don't know if you heard that the governor of New York just said that if you live in New York, and let me get the article. Hold on. Let me make sure I have it in front of me. I just want to make sure the words. Here we go. Okay. So the governor of New York, keep in mind, for 3 or 4 months, New York was the worst place in the entire world, worse than China, or at least publicly. China didn't report, you know, the truth about what happened there. But as far as public reporting from COVID, the most deaths, the most hospitalizations, the most seriously ill people in New York. I never heard anyone in New York or Texas or, excuse me, anyone in Nevada or Texas or Florida say, let's ban travel to New York. We never did that. New York is now banning, basically, they're banning travel to a bunch of red states, although Nevada is no longer a red state, but they must think so. So what they're saying is the governor of New York put an executive order in If you leave his state and you go to Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, Texas, Utah, or South Carolina, Alabama, or Mississippi, you will, when you get back, you will lose your sick leave health benefits because you traveled to high COVID infection rate states. To me, that's like the Civil War is upon us. He's declaring war on red states and no tax states. Because everyone on the list, California, might be the worst in the country now. And yet he didn't mention California. He only mentioned red states, Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, Texas, and then one exception, Nevada. So if you live in New York, you can't travel to Las Vegas anymore or you lose your sick leave benefits. What do you think of that?
Well, obviously, this is another big government move. I mean, they're going to track these people and make sure, look at their flight logs. I mean, how much are people willing to let the government in their lives? Well, when you let Democrats, you basically give your life over to the government.
All right, Megan Barth, always good to hear from you. She's always traveling, and we always wish her luck, and God bless, and Godspeed. Megan Barth, big conservative fighter. We appreciate everything you do. Website, ReaganBabe.com. ReaganBabe.com. Have yourself a great day, Megan, and a good July 4th.
You too, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the Warrior, on USA Radio. When we get back, I'm going to dig into this executive action by the governor of New York. I call him Governor COVID instead of Governor Cuomo. And some of the terrible things happening in Las Vegas. Cirque du Soleil files for bankruptcy. The Culinary Union files a lawsuit against Vegas Strip casinos. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn-Ruth. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I just would love to know what the NBA would say if I was a white player on the court and I walked around with Trump memorabilia and Make America Great Again. I'd love to see what would happen to me. I think what would happen is the players would take violence against me, violent action against me. And they'd run me out of the league. I couldn't play again, no matter how talented I was. There's just no diversity. That's the whole problem. There's that word they love, liberals, diversity. There's no diversity allowed in this country anymore. Everybody's got to think the same way. Everybody's got to lie and say masks work. Everybody's got to say that. Even though the New England Journal of Medicine just put out a story on May 26th that said masks don't work unless you're a medical professional or you're sick. If you're in a hospital setting or you are sick, then you must wear a mask. But as far as the general public, it offers basically no big advantage at all. Now, I have an advertiser, Boomer Naturals, that sells masks, and that's great. And I think it's wonderful. I wear their masks because when the rule says you have to wear a mask or they won't let you in the store, I wear the mask. I bring it with me. It's in my car, and I put it on. It's not a big deal for 5 or 10 minutes. But I couldn't be one of those people that works all day and wear a mask all day long. I couldn't do it. If you're with me in hour one, you would have heard that I had a serious incident today. I had my hair cut, and I forgot to bring my Boomer Naturals mask in because it's my buddy. He cuts my hair all the time, and I didn't think about it. I just walked in. We were talking. We sat down in the chair, and I said, oh, shoot, I forgot my Boomer Naturals mask. So I'll run out in the car and get it. He said, no reason to do that. Here, I got a basket with brand new masks. Here you go. I bought masks for all my clients. Put a mask on. So I did. So I put his mask on. I got sick. Really sick. I mean, I was coughing up crap for 2 hours after I left. Green crap. I think there are little fibers inside the mask, and I breathe them in. And it's putting it too close to your face, and you're breathing it in. It's terrible for you. And so I wound up sick for like 2 hours. And then I worked out for an hour really hard, and I coughed up a bunch of crap. Green crap, isn't that wonderful to talk about? And now I feel fantastic. I was never sick. The mask made me sick. Thank God for Boomer Naturals. I've worn their mask, you know, on and off if I'm running into a store for 4 months now. And not once has it ever made me sick. That mask made me sick. So it just goes to show you that masks are not good for you. And here's an article that proves it. I want to read the article. Hold on. I've got to find it. I got hundreds of articles. Here it is. Neurosurgeon. Let me get the article. There we go. Neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock
says face masks pose serious risk to healthy individuals. Finally, a doctor is willing to speak out with clarity and share what we already know. Face masks give you headaches, and they're harmful to healthy individuals. Dr. Russell Blaylock warns not only do face masks fail to protect the healthy from getting sick, they also create serious health risks to the wearer. The bottom line is if you're not sick, you should not wear a face mask. Dr. Blaylock says by wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel into the brain. As for scientific support for the use of face masks, a recent careful examination of the literature, in which 17 of the best studies were analyzed, concluded that none of the studies established a conclusive relationship between mask use and protection against influenza infection. Keep in mind, no studies have been done to demonstrate that either a cloth mask or an N95 mask has any effect on transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Any recommendations have to be based on studies of influenza virus transmission, and as you have seen, there's no conclusive evidence of their efficacy in controlling flu virus transmission. It's also instructive to know that until recently, the CDC did not recommend wearing a face mask or covering of any kind unless a person was known to be infected. Non-affected people need not wear a mask. When a person has TB, meaning tuberculosis, we have them wear a mask, not the entire community of non-infected. The recommendations by the CDC and the WHO are not based on any studies of this virus and have never been used to contain any other viral pandemic or epidemic in history. Now that we've established no scientific evidence necessitating the wearing of a face mask for prevention, are there dangers to wearing a face mask, especially for long periods? Several studies have found significant problems with wearing such a mask. This can vary from headaches to increased airway resistance, carbon dioxide accumulation, hypoxia, all the way to serious life-threatening complications. He goes on to note, Dr. Blaylock, that masks give people headaches. Anyone who's worn one for any period of time can attest this is true. After more than 5 months of coronavirus and discussions about whether a mask helps or hurts, we're still at square one. There is no evidence it prevents the virus from spreading to healthy people, but the mask is unhealthy because it reduces the flow of oxygen to the brain. All right. I'm just presenting alternative theories to everybody. Wayne Root is telling you I actually do wear the Boomer Natural mask when I need to. But thank God I don't work for a living in a place where I have to wear a mask. I walk around all day long without a mask. Thank God. And then when I go into a store that requires a mask, now that it's law, I put a mask on. And thank God it's a comfortable one, Boomer Naturals. Let me mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Conscious Matrix is her book. It's the perfect book at the perfect time. She studied the human mind for 30 years as a psychology professor at UCLA. She knows exactly what we all need to hear right now, and that is the truth. As chaos and crisis descend around us, I was kidding before about apocalypse and the shark fin in the waters in New York and everybody dying and the world ending, and it may not be that bad. And Nancy Wolf tries to make the case that it's not bad at all, that this chapter's already been written and we win. Conservatives win, patriots win, America wins, conservatives win. She says our biology, our history, our culture are all pre-wired and predestined. We're literally predestined to win. God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of Americans. The last chapter is written. We just don't know yet. This is the book you need to read now, Conscious Matrix, at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com, Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf, or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.